This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Conservative estimates say human trafficking in the U.S. is worth tens of billions of dollars a year. It's growing, and Birmingham is not immune. In fact, it's a regional hub. But efforts to fight trafficking here are growing, too. WBHM's Dan Carson looks at the problem and some of those efforts. And one note, the story may not be suitable for young listeners.
We'll be there early, setting up. Yeah.
Two dozen volunteers are walking down a main drag in Birmingham's Woodlawn neighborhood. They're within sight of I-20, which has come to be known as the sex trafficking superhighway. The group reaches a cluster of rundown motels where prostitutes work. Soon, a young woman with a small bruise on her head comes out and asks everyone to move to where her pimp can't see.
I need you safe.
Once out of view, the volunteers hug her, and she starts crying.
I love you.
I love you, baby.
This is another place to go.
Shalene
right there.
This is where I've spent a year and a half. Get out of here.
This is the home that I spent a year and a half in 10 years ago. And I'm telling you, life is so different now. Life is different. Life can be different for you, I promise. All you have to do is call.
This outreach is organized by the Well House, a shelter and rehab facility for sexually exploited women. The goal is to give them the information and courage to leave sex trafficking behind. Volunteers carry pamphlets, Bibles, and concealable hygiene items with helpline numbers printed on them. Some volunteers know all too well what the victims face. Mary Elizabeth Minderhout says it happened to her.
It starts out simple. It starts out as somebody telling you that, you know, you're special and you're loved if you don't have a family. And then over time, it becomes abuse and it becomes, you know, not just having sex with your boyfriend, but their friends. And sooner or later, you're trafficked and you don't even know it's happening to you.
You may wonder why these sex workers don't just walk away. Every case is different, but pimps often beat, rape, or force addictive drugs on their workers. They steal any documents that show who they are. They threaten their families, and they're constantly on the move. Birmingham is on a circuit of interstates that help them work a wide area without getting caught. And they use technology, too.
The internet has probably facilitated an explosion in the human trafficking world.
FBI Special Agent Cornelius Harris Jr. says it's impossible to know exactly how many victims are out there. But based on what he sees on the streets, human trafficking in Greater Birmingham is a significant problem.
In any given operation, we typically will run across anywhere from 10 to 30 potential victims of human trafficking. And that's at one finite location that we've decided to target for an evening.
Many of these victims are children. And advocates say they're barely skimming the surface. They estimate just 2 to 4% of people ensnared in what they call modern slavery ever get rescued. Even so, Harris says when just one gets help,
we can really impact the way they view the rest of humanity. There's someone out there that can give them hope. And if we can take one trafficker off the street, there's no telling how many other lives that we've impacted by not having that trafficker out there.
In the last few years, law enforcement, state legislators, and nonprofits have ramped up cooperation to prosecute traffickers and rescue their victims. No one thinks the problem's going away, but neither are the people fighting it.
You didn't do anything to be beat under.
For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.
You can see photos and learn about the signs of human trafficking at our website, WBHM.org. Tomorrow we'll hear from a woman who was coerced into drug and sex trafficking when she was a child, but years later founded an organization to help women escape that world.